It's a time to discover what kind of journey we are on, because we are all on some kind of journey. Whether we realize it, whether we acknowledge it or not. And Lent ought to encapsulate for us the whole Christian experience. Ware writes, as Christians, we are on a journey through the inward space of the heart, a journey not measured by the hours of our watch or days on the calendar, for it is a journey out of time and out of space. What was it that Jesus said in John chapter 14? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. I am the way. Now, the early Christians in the book of Acts were called what? Followers of the way. Christianity is not a philosophy or an ideology or a stagnant set of principles. There are truths that we believe that are indispensable, one of which we will say after the sermon, the creed, an indispensable thing. However, Christianity is not dogma. It is a way. It is a life. Prior to Jesus' words this morning, someone asked him, Lord, will only a few be saved? And Jesus said to them, strive to enter through the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. When once the owner of the house has got up and shut the door, and you begin to stand outside and to knock at the door saying, Lord, open to us. Then in reply, he will say to you, I do not know where you come from. Then you will begin to say, we ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets. But he will say, I do not know where you come from. Away from me, you evil doers. For Jesus, the way, the door, the path is a narrow way. He says to strive to enter it. And it's a word that means agonize, agonize to enter the door. Now, when we think of narrow and broad, where does our minds usually go to? Well, that person is narrow-minded. But I'm really more broad-minded, right? So narrow becomes a pejorative term. And broad is what it's all about. So what does Jesus mean? In the context of what he's saying, to be a child of Abraham is to be one by faith, not by heritage, not by birth. Lord, open to us. I do not know where you come from. But didn't we sit in your, didn't you teach in our streets? Didn't we eat and drink with you? Haven't we logged enough sermon hours? Didn't we sit in the pew for so many long hours? And he will say, I do not know where you come from. I do not know who you are. There's an old saying, just because a mouse lives in a cookie jar does not make him a cookie. Just because we sit ourselves in pews and do Christian things does not necessarily mean that we are a Christian. But the narrow path is not an arbitrary set of rules. It's not a certain amount of Sundays for taking communion or a certain amount of confessions, as valuable as those things are. The narrow path, the doorway, is Christ himself. Christ himself, a living relationship with the living God. The subtle temptation of churchgoers is to think, well, we do Christian stuff. But that doesn't necessarily mean we are on the path to the heart of God. Jesus is the end, the path, the door, the way to the glory of God the Father in the power of the Holy Spirit. So the real question to ask when we complete the journey of our life and we reach the door at the end is, what will we find on the other side? What will we find on the other side? So we know there's a narrow path. We are also, however, more familiar with the broad path. This is the big path. This is the big door. And I believe Jesus is referring to Herod as one of the examples of the opposite of the narrow door. Here's the big door. He's using kind of some interesting images here. The Pharisees, and interestingly, these are Pharisees apparently who believe in Jesus. And they're there to warn him. Herod is out to what? Destroy you, to kill you. And Jesus says, go tell that fox. Now, he could be using that word a number of ways. Go tell the one who is manipulating, the one who is cunning. But more than likely, he's saying, go tell the one who destroys that I am going to continue to heal. I am going to continue to minister and to preach. Eventually, he will catch up to me. But I will continue to do this. And then he uses a fascinating imagery. That is the image of a hen gathering her chicks. Where does a fox usually end up? In the hen house. There could be some parallel there that Jesus is saying. Would that I would protect you from the broad path, from the destroyer, from the way of Herod. Would that I would protect you from that and show you the narrow way, the true way, my way. What would it be like to be Herod's kid? Actually, Herod would know because he was Herod's kid. He was the son of Herod the Great. I'm assuming this is Herod Antipas. And all of Herod's children are named Herod. But Herod Antipas would have grown up as a boy, and he would have witnessed his own brother being killed. He would have witnessed his own stepmother being killed. He would have witnessed the scene in Bethlehem when Herod destroyed the infants looking for Jesus. And he had a choice. The first choice would be to cower in fear. The second choice would say, hey, I have Jewish heritage, therefore I'm going to follow the law of God. I'm going to follow the Torah. The third choice is, Dad did it, so I'm going to do it. Which choice do you think he chose? He chose the road most traveled. He chose the broad path. I will take the path of power. I will take the path of prestige, no matter what. The other thing he got from his father was his recklessness. His recklessness. This is the same Herod who threw a party, and there was a dancing girl at the party. The girl happened to be his own niece. And he said, whatever you want, I will give you. Bring me the head of John the Baptist. This is the same Herod. This is the same Herod who also turned over Jesus to Pontius Pilate to be crucified. He chose the same path of recklessness, the same path of power. This is the way of Herod. It is the way of destruction. It is the wide and familiar path. Paul says those who follow this path, their God is the belly. their end is destruction. So what about the narrow path? We know that's the road to Jerusalem. We know that's the way of the cross. We know that if we apply that to our own lives, it's the way of reparation and the way of healing. The healing of relationships. Not long ago, a pastor friend of mine gave me a call. He said, I need some advice here. I've never had this situation before. And he said, apparently he talked to a couple who was married for 63 years. And they were now living in a retirement home. And they came up to the pastor and they said, we would like to be separated. We can't stand living together any longer. After 63 years. If we apply the way of the cross to relationships, we begin to put that other person before ourselves. We take that which is divided and we bring it together. Thomas Merton was writing about the separation in Christianity between the Western Church and the Eastern Church. He says this, if I can unite in myself the thought and devotion of Eastern and Western Christendom, the Greek and Latin fathers, the Russian with the Spanish mystics, I can prepare in myself the reunion of divided Christians. From that secret and unspoken unity in myself can eventually become a visible and manifest unity of all Christians. And then here's the key phrase. We must contain all the divided worlds in ourselves and transcend them in Christ. You see, what the way of the cross says is, we are all sinners. No one is greater than another. Therefore, we all stand at the foot of the cross, looking for our help. We bring together those divided worlds in our churches, neighborhoods, in our own homes. It is the inward journey. It is the way of reparation. It is the way of healing. But there's one more thing, and it's probably the most ironic of them all. What is more difficult in the long run? The broad road or the narrow road? The wide door or the narrow door? You open the narrow door, and what do you find? Christ crucified. Christ crucified. And all you need to do to enter is to say, I believe, and to walk through. The broad way, the way of Herod, is blood, sweat, and tears. It is trying to be someone you're not all the time. It is living out of pride. It is living out of anger. But the way of the cross says, nothing in my hands I bring. Only to thy cross I cling. What journey are you on? What path are you taking? What door will you open? Let us pray. We thank you, Lord, for the way of the cross. We thank you that by it we find our healing, that through it we find our salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.